Today's date is May the 16th, 2011. The time is 12:48 p.m. President is Dina Brown, Greg Pahovich, and Officer Brian Neller. Officer Neller, you have signed the advice and rights and do understand them?
Yes.
And at this present time, you do not wish to have representation?
No, I don't.
You call an incident discharge of a firearm on April the 18th of this year?
Yes, I do.
And can you tell me your role that day?
I was the officer that first responded to the suspects on Chase Avenue.
Okay, were you in uniform, marked cruiser?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
I was in the area of Northside when I heard the run come out on Virginia about assault with a knife. Victim was cut. They gave a description of the two suspects involved. One was a male, white, 40s, wearing a black leather coat and I think black pants. With a female with wearing all black, and then they had a large dog with them. I turned off of Coleraine onto Virginia, which shoots over to Chase. I was approaching Chase in, I believe it was Georgia, when I noticed the two suspects. The male was sitting down on the sidewalk. The female was standing up with the dog. I parked my cruiser, got out, talked to him, kept the male on the ground, sitting, where I could see both his hands. The female, I had to sit down since at that time I was by myself and I felt better with them both sitting down. I was talking to them, trying to find out anything I could, any information, where they were coming from. The female just kept saying they were walking their dog. The male wasn't really telling me anything. He just kind of was saying incoherent words. At that time, other officers started to arrive. The first one I noticed was Officer Johnson. I was facing westbound. He came from the west towards the two individuals. He started to talk to the male. I was focusing on the female. At this point, Officer Johnson asked the male to stand up. As the male stood up, he faced the houses on Chase on the southbound side. I stepped back a little bit because the woman was a little bit... I was more focused on the woman since Officer Johnson was in contact with him. So I stepped back a little bit to talk to her. And as Officer Johnson's giving the male suspect commands, all of a sudden, he reaches into his pocket, pulls out something. At first, I couldn't tell what it was, but I started to draw my firearm since there was a knife involved. As I'm drawing mine, I see the suspect take, at that time I could tell it was the knife, and point at Officer Johnson, who started to step back. Then he came back around, and he's kind of brandishing it back and forth. And that's when Sergeant Mitchell shot his firearm.
I have a few questions.
Greg, you go ahead. First, to get a better idea, it's not the scale, but this is a map of this is the area where it occurred at, 1833. This is the sidewalk, okay. And this is a tree, and here's the street. Of course, Virginia would be here, and Kirby would be there.
Okay.
And to help you even more so with trying to get a better idea, if you want to look at this. Again, this is not the scale, obviously, because the sidewalk's the biggest thing.
Okay.
There's some pictures there you can look at of what the houses are and the trees are. Without being specific as saying, well, I was 2 foot from this or whatever, can you mark an X and an initial where you're standing and where the male and the female is at?
At
when you first approach.
When I first approach?
Yes, sir.
The male is about here.
Okay.
The female is standing about here.
Okay, can you put an M and an F so we know who's who?
And I was around here.
Okay. Where's your car parked?
My car is parked right here.
Okay. And you're facing towards Kirby?
No, I'm facing towards Virginia.
No, your car.
Oh, yeah. The car is facing towards Kirby. All
right. So this is you here. Can you put your initials, please? Okay. And then And she has the dog, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, she holding the lead?
Yes, okay. She had him by leash.
All right. And before anybody else arrives, about how long are you with them?
I'd say no more than a minute, maybe. Okay.
He's sitting down, she's standing up.
Mm-hmm. Which way is he facing? Person.
Right. When I first approached him, he's sitting down. His legs are facing towards Virginia. Okay. And because of where I'm standing, which is what I wanted, he had to turn his body sideways
to see me. Ground?
Not at first.
Okay,
he didn't get off the ground until he was told to.
Did he turn completely around or just turn
body? He just turned his upper body. So
towards you?
Yeah. And that way he had to put his hands on the sidewalk so I could see his hands.
Was he doing anything before you approached?
When I first approached, I stopped the car. I could see he had something in his hand, but it was on the other side, so I couldn't make out what it was. Mm-hmm. When I got out of the car, I heard glass drop, and I saw a 40 bottle roll down the sidewalk. So mm-hmm. I was under the assumption that that's what he had in his hand was the 40, and when he saw me, he dropped it.
When you first approached, was the female, was her... Was she facing you, or was she...
I can't recall whether she was facing me or looking at him.
Okay, so he turns his body around, but his feet's still towards Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and who do you address?
I was actually addressing both of them.
Okay.
I just came up, I said, hey, what's going on? They both were kind of looking at me, like, deer's in the headlight type thing, like they didn't know what was going on. I said, where were you coming from? And the woman said, we were walking my dog. And I said, where were you walking your dog? And she kept saying, well, we're coming from Lakeman. Well, I'm like, well, that doesn't really fit how you guys are walking and everything. Because she said, she was giving me all different directions which way they're coming up. So I asked them, were you guys ever on Virginia? And neither one of them were giving me any kind of straight answer.
I'm sorry. How close were you to him when you approached?
I'd say about 2 to 3 feet.
Okay. Now, when she's responding, or she's responding more so than he is at this time.
Yes.
Okay. What would you say her state is?
Definitely intoxicated.
Okay. Is she weaving or is she just slurring? What?
She's slurring. Her responses are kind of slow. When I told her to sit down, she didn't really comply with like the sitting. She just kind of squatted down a little bit, and like I said, she kept telling me. I would ask her where you were coming from. She would tell me Lakeman. I said, where were you headed now? And she would just keep saying Lakeman. So,
okay. Did you have any concern about the dog at all?
No.
Because.
The dog didn't even act like I was there.
And you said did he respond to you? This is before anybody else gets here.
He said something, but I couldn't really understand what it was. It was very slurred and very soft.
What would you say his condition is?
Definitely intoxicated.
Okay, would you say which one was one more so than the other?
I'd say the male was more intoxicated than the female.
Okay. How could you do?
Just from the look in his eyes and the way he was talking. I mean, like, he really looked like glazed over and not really comprehending what I was saying.
Okay, so now you're two talking, you are talking to both of them. She's responding more so. He's a bit incoherent on his responses. You're not understanding. And approximately a minute later, who's the first officer that shows up?
I don't know who the first one on scene was after me.
Which one's the first one you see?
Officer Johnson.
Okay. Where's he go?
He came over here.
Behind them?
Yeah.
Okay. And at this time, what occurs?
Officer Johnson starts talking to the male, starts asking him questions while I'm talking to the female.
Okay. Now, is she still standing with him?
Yes.
Okay. And you recall any questions that Officer Johnson asked the male? And does he turn around back towards Officer Johnson?
I don't recall exactly what he did. I just know that Officer Johnson started talking to him, and then Officer Johnson had him stand up.
Okay. And when he has him stand up, The female's still standing, still squatting where she is?
No, she stood up also.
She stood up also, and you're still conversing with her?
Yeah, she actually, I took a step back. She took kind of a step towards me a little bit, and that's, and Officer Johnson was dealing with the male.
Okay. Now, is there any officer on the scene before this gentleman gets up?
I can't recall.
Okay. So Officer Johnson finally has him stand up.
Mm-hmm.
And the responses to Officer Johnson's question, is he making any response at all to Officer Johnson?
I really couldn't hear what he was saying because I was still talking to the female. She was very talkative.
All right. And you're a few feet away, you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how far is Officer Johnson from the male that's sitting on the ground?
Well, at first, he was a little bit, like, probably a foot or two away. And then when he told him to stand up, he went over to, I guess, put his hands on him because at this point, he's the suspect in a felonious assault. So he's going to probably handcuff him.
Was he still facing him, the male?
When he stood up, I just remember him facing towards the house. So he was facing.
So he turned.
Yeah.
The male.
Yeah, he's not facing either one of us. He's facing forward.
Okay. And Officer Johnson walks up to him?
Walks up to him.
Does he place a hand on him?
I remember him having his arm. I remember him having his hand on him. I can't remember what part of his body he was grabbing.
Okay.
But then it came over the radio that a large knife was used in the offense. I remember him asking where the knife was, and then
who's asking?
Officer Johnson.
Asked the male
where the knife was.
Okay.
And that's when all of a sudden I started seeing him go down towards his waistband and pocket.
Do you recall what hand and what
pocket? It was his right. It had to be his right hand on his right side because I couldn't see it from where I was standing.
All right. So he's facing towards the house.
Mm-hmm.
And Officer Johnson now is at close proximity to him.
Mm-hmm.
He puts his hand on him at some point in time. And he asks me, he have a knife on him, and he reaches in his pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is Officer Johnson doing as he's reaching in his pocket?
He's giving him commands to get out of his pocket, keep his hands out of his pocket.
When Officer Johnson reaches for the male's hand, where does he reach him?
I think it was upper arm. I can't recall for sure where his hand was.
When the gentleman starts putting his hand in his pocket, does Johnson make any response as far as grabbing that hand or trying to bring it out or anything?
I don't recall.
Okay. So they're facing each other, and you're kind of seeing the back of the side of the male because he's facing towards the house. And when he puts his hand in his pocket, he's still facing towards the house?
Yes.
And Officer Johnson is still close proximity?
Yes.
To what side of him?
He's on the right-hand side.
So, as he's facing the house, Officer Johnson's still in the same...
General area.
Okay. And you see the gentleman come out with the knife in his hand?
Yes.
Okay. Is the blade extended at that point?
I don't believe so. I think it was being pulled out as he was pulling it out of his pocket.
When do you first come aware that the blade is out?
After he makes a movement towards Officer Johnson.
With his right hand, as he's still facing the house.
Yes.
Does he turn his body towards Johnson at all?
He, just his upper side kind of turned that way. And then when he comes back this way, you could tell that he had a knife in his hand.
Where is he holding a knife in proximity to his body when he turns towards Johnson with it?
His arms out, but the elbow's not fully extended, and he has it in his hand about midway up his body.
All right. So he comes towards Officer Johnson,
mm-hmm.
and then Officer Johnson, what does he do?
He steps back.
He steps back. Okay, and after he follows through the male,
mm-hmm.
What does he do next?
He turns his body towards my direction,
mm-hmm.
and you could see the knife in his hand, turns it like this, and that's when Sergeant Mitchell fired the shots.
When you first observed the knife, did you say anything to Officer Johnson or anybody?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Is Johnson saying anything that you recall when he stepped back?
I'll be honest, once the knife started to be flailed around, it got quiet.
Right. You.
I didn't hear anything.
You started to draw your weapon.
Mm-hmm.
As when you seen a knife.
I started to step back where the tree is.
Mm-hmm.
I was standing probably a little bit in front of it. I started to step back.
Okay.
So after the shots were fired, I was standing right. The tree was. Okay. I was right behind the tree.
So you're continually backing up.
Yeah.
Okay. Before the shots are fired, is a female still standing when he's standing?
I don't recall a female really ever moving from where
she's at.
Yeah.
Okay. When this is transpiring, you see Johnson and the male and the female and the dog.
Mm-hmm.
You don't see any other officer.
I knew at some point someone came behind me. I wasn't aware who
someone
was.
Someone came behind you.
Yeah.
Okay. When you become aware of who's behind you, do you turn, after the shots?
Actually, after the shots, Sergeant Mitchell was standing next to me. That's when he shot, and then he came around and was standing over here.
Okay, so at the beginning, you're not aware until after the shots are fired. Then you become aware of Sergeant Mitchell standing next to you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you mark an X and put M there for Mitchell so we kind of have an idea? And then if you could draw a little arrow where he ends up at. Okay, this is after the shots.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's standing next to you, behind you?
Yeah, he was standing. He was standing probably a step behind me.
Yeah, flip the tape. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. While you flipped the tape over, we didn't discuss anything about this, did we?
No.
Okay. So, how many times does he swing the knife at Johnson? Or in the direction towards Johnson, back and forth. Is he going in a back and forth motion?
At first, from what I recall,
mm-hmm.
it was one movement towards Johnson.
Right.
Johnson started to back up,
right.
And then he came back. And from where I was standing to begin with,
right.
when he turned back Johnson, I was moved back a little bit. So what I'm thinking was he was kind of back towards by where I was standing.
All right.
Did you take any steps? Did you move his
feet? I don't remember him moving one way, his feet one way or the other.
Okay. Is he saying anything at all?
No.
Nothing. Okay. So he comes back the knife towards your direction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And at this time you hear
the two gunshots.
Two shots go off. Then at that point in time you become aware that Sergeant Mitchell's next to you?
I'm definitely aware someone's next to me.
Okay. When do you become aware of Sergeant Mitchell?
When he starts walking in front
of me. Okay. So, when you hear the two shots, what does the male do?
After the male got shot, he kind of just went back, faced the house, threw the knife, and then just fell back.
Okay. So, you're saying he shot.
Mm-hmm.
He takes the knife and he throws it. Underhand, overhand?
Overhand. It was
overhand.
All kind of like one motion. He went like this, put his arms up.
Both arms.
Both arms.
Mm-hmm.
Threw the knife, and with both arms still up, he just kind of went back.
Okay, and fell down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then he ends up with his head facing
the street.
The street. And his feet towards the residence, the houses.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then at that point in time, what occurs next? You see Sergeant Mitchell come around to where the mail is. What occurs next?
I came a little bit forward. The female was still standing where she was standing.
Is she reacting at all to anything?
She's asking me what's going on after the shots. It was almost like she didn't even hear the gunshots. She didn't see the gunshots. She didn't hear them, even though she's facing that direction.
Does she react to the male falling?
She didn't even notice he fell down. Because the way they were standing when he got up, he was actually standing behind her and she was facing me.
Okay.
So the shots were fired. We started to move. I know Johnson moved back. I think he went into the street. Officer Stavali came up and after we knew the male wasn't a threat anymore, he searched them for any ID and any weapons. And Sergeant Mitchell and I believe Officer Dawson were putting everything out over the radio.
Okay.
Female, I didn't hook up, put in handcuffs and put her in the back of my car. And she didn't, she's asked what happened to him.
Okay. You handcuffed her.
I handcuffed
okay.
her.
Okay. Who went after the dog?
The dog, I believe it was Mitchell that grabbed Mitchell, the dog.
I grabbed the dog? Okay.
Yeah.
When you walk her back to the car, before you put her in the car, she's already handcuffed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You guys stop for, a little, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 seconds. Is there a conversation at all?
With her?
Yes.
She kept asking us what was going on, and we kept telling her, I know I told her, we'll tell you when we can.
So you place her in the car,
mm-hmm.
and then what do you do, sir?
Then we went back and started to secure the crime scene.
All right. At any point in time, when Savali came up there, is that the first time you become aware that he was at the scene?
Yes.
Okay. There's, when you take her back to your car, there's your car, right? Is there a car behind yours? Do you remember?
I believe so. I believe, from what I remember after the fact, I think there was a car behind me and then the van, the sergeant's
van. Sergeant Mitchell?
Yeah.
Okay. And the second car most, not knowing, but most likely it's Johnson because
yeah.
he's behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. At any point in time, do you have a conversation with the female and tell her that the male is shot or the male is dead?
No, I don't believe she was told until after she was... she was moved into a different car, and
she was moved into a different car.
Yeah, she was only in my car until our lieutenant showed up, and I asked him, "Do you really want her in front of this?"
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, "Yeah, like let's get her out of the crime scene." So they moved her to
around the corner.
Yeah,
right.
And I believe that's when later on she was told that
okay.
he was deceased.
But she wasn't. She was taken out of your car to move around the corner.
Yeah. My car had to stay where it was because it was
right.
part of the crime scene.
Okay. You don't remember whose car she was taking?
No.
Right. And, let's see. Okay, so one more question, then I'll let Dina ask. Again, when you're standing here and Sergeant Mitchell's off to your right and to the rear,
mm-hmm.
Where is Johnson at the time?
He's still on this side. I can't remember if he's backing up this way or if he just backed up.
Okay. All right.
After the shooting, like, you start scanning them to mm-hmm. see where everybody is, and I remember he was back towards the street.
By the time it's over and
yeah.
done. So, most likely what you're saying is that he's backing up towards the street at the time.
Yeah. Because...
And she never moves.
Not really. I mean, she, like I said, it was like she had no idea what occurred. And I don't know. Like, she didn't, I don't even think she knew a gun was fired.
Okay. Does she have a purse or anything with her?
Yeah, she had a bag. When I put her in handcuffs, I looked through the bag and I didn't see anything.
Okay. All right.
I have a question. When the male turned to face you with the knife,
mm-hmm.
was he fully extended? Where you see his whole body, or just partial?
He went this way, and then he came back, and he was about like this. So he wasn't fully extended, but most of his side was presented to me.
He wasn't leaning, or going
not that I
forward,
recall.
Or back? Or,
not that I recall.
So his balance was pretty good?
Like I said, I don't know for sure if he moved his feet or not.
Okay. And then
I just didn't know he didn't come, he didn't run, like he didn't walk or run towards me.
Once he turned to face you, could you see Officer Johnson? Was he still close to him? Or?
I was focused on the knife. I couldn't... Like I said, after the shots were fired, that's when I started to scan to see where everyone was, and that's when I saw Johnson back. So I don't know exactly where...
Where he was in when
yeah.
the male turned to face you. Now, once... what was your lighting like?
It was dark.
Did you have any spotlights on? Was there any house lights on?
I know there's a street light, I think, across the street. It was illuminated somewhere, but that tree was... We were almost right behind this canopy right here,
mm-hmm.
right underneath the canopy. So it's still a little bit dark.
Okay. But you could see the blade of the knife?
When he came back around, yeah, you could see it.
Now, when he came around, is that when you heard the shots, or had he turned back?
He was turning towards us, and just as he came like this, that's when I heard the shots.
Okay. But he was able to turn back to face the house?
After he was shot, yeah, he turned back, threw the knife, like he raised his arms, threw the knife, and then that's when he fell backwards.
Okay, and at no time did you hear any warnings or?
Not, like I said, once he pulled that knife, it was kind of a thing where everything slowed down and I couldn't hear anything.
But your DVR, no microphone was on at the time?
No, the camera came on when she got in the back of the car. So.
Okay, and that's when you turned it on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And once the knife was thrown, could you see where it landed, or?
I heard it hit the house, that's all.
Okay. And when you approach a person with a weapon, what is your training?
Whenever you got a person with a weapon, you're supposed to keep your distance. The problem is with this kind of area, I mean, my car is blocking the street in front of the sidewalk. I came around the car keeping an eye on them. If I went the other way, I would have lost track of them even for a second.
Was there another car?
Not at the time. It was just the street was pretty much like this when I stopped. And my car, I mean, there might have been a parked car or something, but my car was the only one that was here. I came around this tree forward where they were sitting. Like I said, I could see both his hands on the ground. Mm-hmm. And I had him in a position where it was awkward for him. So even if he tried to get up and he was completely sober, I would have had time to move back if he tried anything. I saw his hands the whole time. And then I had her pretty much under control because her hands were on the dog's leash and she was complying with the orders.
Okay, and you didn't have any weapons drawn, tasers?
Not at the time. It was pretty much, I was keeping it de-escalated on my part to keep anything from occurring with them. If I, you know, if just being me, I didn't know if I drew my weapon, if what his reaction would have been. I mean, we're already possibly in a cutting scenario and I'm by myself. Mm-hmm. So, I just took it as, hey, how you doing? Like, stopping them, like, they're just anyone walking on the street, and he's sitting down to make sure he's okay. So, I was trying to keep calm and keep the situation calm, so I was talking to him, and as long as I saw both his hands, I was fine.
Now, once Officer Johnson approached, could you see his hands then, or what had he done with his hands? Was he still sideways?
His
hands on the sidewalk?
When Officer Johnson came, he faced him, but his hands were still out of his pockets. They were in view. When Officer Johnson told him to stand up, that's when it came over on the radio about the knife, and that's when he asked, where's the knife, and that's when he started going to his pocket.
How did the male stand up? Did he roll over and get up? How did he get up?
I can't remember. Like I said, I was talking to him, but I was dealing with her too. I just remember when Johnson got there, I kind of focused on her a little bit more because, for all I know, she was past the knife or whatever. I mean, so.
At any time, did anyone take the dog across the street before
no.
the shots were fired?
Mm-mm. No, the dog never even went across the street until the investigators got there. There's a house over here with a railing that he got tied to.
Was there anything else you'd like to mention that we didn't ask?
No, ma'am.
All right, this interview will be concluded.